This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Very exciting interview with someone who I personally love and am very inspired by. We have Francisca Griffin in here today. Kia ora, Francisca. How are you?
Kia ora. I am dandy, thank you.
You are here to talk to us today about Moments in Time, which is a collection of your solo and recorded performances from 1990 until 2021.
Yeah.
That is
wild.
My goodness. you've had in that time, I think, being here in Otapoti and being at Radio 1, people are inclined to think of, when they think of you, to think of your music before 1990 in Look Blue, Go Purple and big things like that, because it was so foundational to the Dunedin sound. But you were doing, your career is ongoing and prolific. You were, if we look at sort of the timeline of things, Look Blue, Go Purple only had the re-release in 2017, but otherwise there was no music from Look Blue, Go Purple.
No, there was no music,
that time.
No.
You had Cyclops.
Yes.
In the early 90s.
Yes.
And you had, would you like to talk a bit about Cyclops in the early 90s and the early starts of the recordings on this cassette?
Oh, sure. So Cyclops, we formed in 1989. I made Bruce Blucher come to my house and start playing guitar, and I was playing bass, and then we found a bass player, and his partner, Andre, joined in singing. We ended up getting another drummer and did some recordings along the way. With Peter Jeffries is that drummer. And now, all these years later, we've got a label in New Jersey, called Amish Records, who are re-releasing all of our output on vinyl.
Oh, how cool.
Yes, it's taken 3 years to get to this. We're just waiting. I'm just waiting on the masters. And then, yeah, there'll be an actual record, which will be magic.
There's, as well as Cyclops music, you have a band of mostly unreleased that didn't have any release stuff. You had the Cartilage Family.
Oh, the Cartilage Family. So you can find us on SoundCloud.
Okay, cool.
There's a few songs on SoundCloud. We did a great cover of Purple Haze. I really wanted to do a cover of that, and so we did. And Shane couldn't remember the lyrics. You can tell that when you listen. It's great. He mumbled and sang the same things over and over again, which is really cool and hilarious. I think there's three songs or four songs on there. And we only played twice, and Shane and I and Leslie, I think we can only remember two of them, maybe two. Someone said that we played three times. That would have been Roy Colbert, and he'd know. that was amazing. And we got kind of semi-famous because of the band Say Yes to Apes. So we played with them at the Empire, and the actor Kevin Smith was in the band Say Yes to Apes, right? And so... I can't even remember the shows he was in. He died on set in China or somewhere. I can't remember now. But anyway, there are people around the planet who are obsessed with Say Yes to Apes and Kevin Smith. And so Double Happies. Oh, so Double Happies. I wish. Cartilage Family kind of got this kind of sideways fame because of that. I know, bonkers, hey?
It's, everything is so interconnected.
Yeah, and so Double Happies. I got to play Big Fat Elvis with Shane and Peter at Sammy's 1 year. That was amazing. That was a real treat.
Oh, my goodness. I could pick your brain for stories of that time so much, but I'm not going to, because if we look at 1990, in 1991 you released the first song that you wrote.
I did.
Which was Eyes of the Door.
Yeah.
Talk to us about releasing that and what it meant to release something that you'd written after already having all this music out that wasn't so much your own thing.
Yeah, so that was the first song I wrote, and I wrote the lyrics to it in 1981, I think. I'm not sure. When I'd taken myself off to Canada to change myself, which I did, as you do sometimes. Yeah, and I started playing that song. Look Blue, Go Purple actually played that song in the end. We never got it recorded, but it is on the Bewitched compilation. But I did record it before then for a compilation on Turbulence Records called Killing Capitalism with Kindness. So that was magic doing that. I recorded the whole thing myself on a Porter Studio. Yeah, with a couple of guitars and my vocals.
Turbulence was a pretty crazy record label because it was in Belgium. It pretty much exclusively did New Zealand alternative music.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a few labels that do those things. I do that thing. Yeah, crazy people.
Yeah, so if we look at that timeline, we've got Eyes of the Door in 1991. In 1995, you changed your name.
I did.
Talk to us about the name change. I know you've touched on it before, but this idea of, like you said before, going to Canada to sort of find yourself in these attempts at finding yourself and reinventing yourself. What does that mean to you?
I think I found out who I really could be. And, of course, I'm still, as every one of us, we're all works in progress. And, yeah, it was really amazing to go there and not know anybody and to go off to a hairdresser and get all my hair cut off and to go and buy a leather jacket and a whole lot of clothes and just, you know, make myself someone else. And it was there that I started thinking I could play music. And I bought a bass guitar and morphed it so that I could, because I'm left-handed, it had to be left-handed. A friend of mine, his name was Peter, he taught me how to play a few things. I came back here and met Martin Bull, who taught me how to play a whole lot more things. And, yeah.
Upside down.
And, it was not upside down. It was played fretting with my right hand, having it strung right way up,
yeah.
So bottom E at the top, E-A-D-G, but I play guitar upside down because I started playing guitars at people's houses, and they're all right-handed.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what happened. I bought an acoustic guitar and had it strung left-handed, but it was like, So, yeah, I got it restrung, so it's left-handed, so it's upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all my guitars are upside down.
And then in 1998, you had your first solo album, Some from the Sky. And then in 2019, The Spaces Between.
Yes, indeed. So far apart.
So, yeah. And also, there are other obvious things happening. You have children being born in this time. As you said before, you've got these incredible personal transformations happening. To give yourself such a long, such a wide scope of time for this cassette, I wondered if you think that you've captured the ways that you've changed and how you've transformed during that time?
Yeah, you know, I think I have, because when I listened to the live side, the last song, Wolf, is going to come out on Regretless, which is the name of Francis Griffin and the Bus Shelter Boys album that's going to come out at some stage. So I didn't put Eyes of the Door on there because I couldn't find a good digicopy of it to get mastered. So And So We Dream, I recorded that to apply to have it put on a Radio 1 compilation. So I gave whoever it was, can't even remember now, the program director, two songs, and that was one of them, and I thought that they wouldn't pick that one, but they picked that one. But that compilation has disappeared.
Maybe we'll try to find it.
Yeah, no, I asked Sean Norling if he could find it, and he could not find it. Maybe it's here somewhere, because there'll be some other really good songs on it. So that was listening to that song again is amazing, because I recorded that one on a Porter Studio as well. And I just wanted to have something that had nothing to do with Loop Lego Purple or Cyclops or chords.
Yeah.
Some of the guitaring on that, there's guitaring on it, and some other guitaring is me just playing on the guitar with, I'm not sure, might have been a rock or a screwdriver, can't remember. Oh, a la Bruce Russell of the Dead Sea. No, not quite like that. Doing some twiddling things up and down the fretboard.
Yeah.
And just listening to it, it's like, oh, wow, I need to do something like that again.
Yeah, because I love I love the space. I love the space and the spaces between. The name is perfect, I think, the sort of the ambient and the atmospheric thing of it that sort of is a bit further away from other stuff you've done, a bit more stripped back, doesn't quite do it justice, but that's one of my favourite things about that album is the space and what it allows for the music to show for itself.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I love that. Thanks, Cass. That's a really good kind of observation of that record.
We should talk about, obviously, Moments in Time. You've got a bit of backing from the Bus Shelter Boys, as you talked about before, and some of the live recorded stuff, but mostly it's solo. You are going to be playing a gig.
Yes, we're playing a gig on the 8th of August at the Crown Hotel with Rotom Washing Machine, and it'll be their second outing, and that is Zach from Koizilla, and I think that her the drummer's name is CJ. I didn't really get introduced at their show at when they played with Del Kerrigan, but I loved them. They were so amazing. And C. Kelp,
Who
we know are amazing.
Yeah.
And I really love playing with young bands. I mean, I like playing with people my own age too, of course. But I love hearing new stuff and seeing new stuff and seeing the enthusiasm. It's just amazing.
No, that's a great lineup of incredible, it's new, exciting musicians. It's good. That sounds like a great gig.
Yeah.
So that is on the 8th of August. It's at the Crown. Tickets from Under the Radar?
Yeah, there's early birds on Under the Radar right now. $10. And $15 on the door on the night.
Oh, lovely. And the cassettes, because you have the beautiful cassettes here. How are the people going to get their hands on those cassettes?
Well, they can get their hands on the cassette today if they want on Bandcamp. Or they can just PM me on, you know, Facecrack or Instagram. Yeah. And, Relics, I'll have some later this week.
Oh, cool.
I'm not the best self-promoter. I'll get onto it. It should leak out to the rest of the country at some stage over the next week or two. We're also going to have T-shirts at the gig.
Yay, T-shirts.
Yeah, because we're going to fund our own LP here in NZ.
Are you really?
Yeah, why not?
Very cool. That's exciting.
Yeah, we've got a label in the US. Mm-hmm. Silk Breeze are putting it out there, which is amazing because I super respect Silk Breeze and I love Tom Lax. He's an amazing human being. So he's another one like those guys in Germany and Belgium putting out records from here. Just an aside about Moments in Time. So Thomas Keach of Toki Tapes, we did a co-release. He released the same cassette on Saturday, same time as me. It has a different cover, the one he's put out. But, yeah, he asked me about, I don't know, 8 years ago if I had any outtakes. And then I got hold of him a year and a half ago and said, do you want to do this? And he said, yes, but I just said I was going to do it here as well. Because it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It is fun. And you're doing... It means a lot to a lot of people. It means a lot to me. I'm very excited for it. We're going to play now the first track off Moments in Time, which, as you've said, is I am listening to it on Bandcamp right now.
Oh, yay.
This is a song called Ghost Lights off Francesca Griffiths' Moments in Time, her collection of her solo recordings from 1990 till 2021. It has been so lovely talking to you, Fran. Thank you so much.
And to you too.
This is Ghost Lights, and you are listening to Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
Ka kite.
Ooh, might have a little bit of a lag here, but that's okay. We will play. Oh, we're getting it going. Fran, talk to. What are you doing with your afternoon?
I'm doing my afternoon. Yeah. I just went and sent a cassette off to the United States. That was a massive palaver.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So all those things that you've got to do now and, yep. So just putting it out there for any officials that are listening, it was a present. It was a gift that I sent to my friend Will in North Carolina. Bless. And I'm going to go home and go for a walk. So I live in Port Chalmers, so I'm going to go have a walk around Back Beach
that I love. I liked that line in Ghost Boy where you talk about walking around Back Beach.
Having a fight.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, I think we've got it going. So this is Ghost Lights from Moments in Time, and you guys are listening to Radio 1.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.